Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, once again, Black Trey, joined always by Big Jerv and Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison. We got a fun episode today. We actually had an episode before an episode that I couldn't even tell y'all, so the guys are over here laughing. It talks about me being drunk, but I might share a little bit, maybe, maybe not. But yeah, man, what's up, man? What y'all been on? Where the fuck is my man?
Yeah, where is this nigga, man?
Who?
Is he still drinking?
Exactly. Who?
Exactly.
Who the fuck y'all talking about? No, I'm serious. Who y'all talking about?
Amin.
Oh, Amin. I thought you said Amin. Yo, I don't know, man. Last time I seen Amin, it was car bombs being had and some sake bombs being had in Utah.
Right, and this nigga went behind a secret bookshelf, looked like he was in the Get Out library with the white people and shit. I'm like,
duh. Better come I saw Wise and Wise that posted
only
something.
Only Wise and Amin can make Utah look crazy.
Bro, Wise posted something, and I was like, yo, get the fuck out of here, yo. I was like, yo, they got brown. I literally was like, they got brown liquor in Utah? Well, I was just like, yeah, nigga, they got brown. I'm like, oh shit. I just thought it'd have been like a little vodka and you know what I'm saying, like a vodka and beer kind of state. I didn't really think they had the black man's.
A lot of Tongans and Samoans live out there.
Oh, word.
Yeah, yeah. I went to Salt Lake City for a Dom show in like 2012.
I would like to go to Salt Lake City though. Like I would.
Yeah, it was.
Hey,
it
man,
was like
I still got
cool
one of the top
place.
Five stories ever
from Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. Can this be shared on the pod or?
It cannot, but okay. people know it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, I'm not about to rehash for Jason. Jason is going to have to go back and find
Yeah, Jason, you got to listen to the old shows, bro. Yo, we had some top five stories told on this fucking I don't even like to harp on my shit, but you never heard, have you ever heard, I'm not going to say it, but like you heard about Tiger Woods story, right?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my nigga.
That's for the listeners. I want the listeners to go back to archives and put together our best five shows. We're going to put together a super episode for people to introduce to Bomb. Pick out your five best episodes, and Jerv is going to do some magic with it and put some
I would love to.
In it.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
I would love to, yo. Please, please send us them, Jones.
The best of Bomb. We need a best of Bomb storytelling because I feel like it's there.
AC Green story was that on Bomb or was that a Bossa Nova? No, that was on Bomb.
It was on Bomb.
That has to be up there. Tiger Hoods has to be up there. Amin did something.
Let them decide. Yeah, they don't know. But yeah, Amin chimed in the chat and said that he seen AC Green and he thought of me. So that's how I came up.
That's a sick connection right there.
Yeah, the fact that I'm associated with AC Green for the rest of my life is something.
You owe that man an apology, bro.
I said if I ever see him, I'm gonna apologize for 12 year old. It was very rude of me.
Did you ask him if he was a virgin or what?
Worse.
Worse.
it was at Southwest College, man. Yeah, but. Jason, one day you're gonna find this episode. Hopefully, a fan links you to it, and you know we can go that way. But yeah,
he's the most famous virgin of all time, right? Like next to the Virgin Mary.
I was gonna say I think the Virgin Mary might be Virgin more Mary
because he has Virgin in her name.
I mean, and she gave birth to Christ. That does kind of put her up there.
At a time, it was Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin was a virgin
during Linsanity.
What?
Yeah. He won a virgin after
Linsanity. He clapped after Linsanity.
Oh, Tim Tebow. But I heard stories about Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I never believed that for a second.
I heard that was Cat.
Yeah, I think AC Green was for sure a virgin, for real. But I think
that's a wild time to be a virgin, bro. Yeah, during that little run.
I remember my dad telling me.
I mean, is it a wild time after the nigga after the OG got that thing? I ain't never look at him since.
Which you mean when he got Starbucks Fridays and AMC theaters? You mean that thing?
No, nigga. I would have been.
I know what you mean, my nigga.
I'm talking about that full body karate. When he got that full body karate, nigga, you know that would have changed my outlook on a lot of things too.
So what he just. Was he feeling like, I was right by not having sex?
I'm sure he did.
You could have just wore a condom, my nigga. It'd been all right. Trust me. Trust me. Hey. Those shows work, bro. They work.
Nigga's sick, man.
They are saving lives.
If you don't know my AC Green story, go back and listen to it.
Do you think AC Green was upset when he finally smashed? Like, I could have been doing this the whole time.
I'm sure. But I mean, I think, you know, like, he come from a religious family. My grandma and his dad went to high school together in Portland. AC Green Sr., small world. Yeah. So it was like for me to tell that story and actually, you know, meet me, bro, in LA back in the day is nuts. Yeah. All-Star Weekend. Did we like it? Did we hate it?
Yo. Look, I can say shout out to my guy because they did a fat check on him and we ain't got nothing out there, so it's okay for us to fuck with him, y'all.
Oh, that's your guy, huh?
We can like him, yo.
That's your guy, huh?
And he played for my squad, though. You know me, I rep my colors, bro. Yeah, he played for my squad. He got a little two day,
Has he played any minutes in it?
I'm saying, bro. Like, listen, bro. He suit up. He get a game check.
But has he though? Honestly, has he played?
No. He got signed what, like 4 or 5 days before the All-Star break started.
Yeah. Is he the first non like person who hasn't participated in the game to win the All-Star event?
Nah,
like,
Craig Hodges won the 3-point contest as a free agent.
Yeah,
he is, however, the first 76er to ever win the slam dunk contest. As crazy as that sounds.
Mm.
Doc didn't win it as a
When was the first one?
Doc won it in the ABA. He never won a slam dunk contest. Dr. J and Andre Iguodala got robbed.
Tim Perry, it's a couple people in there.
Fucking Nate Robinson, because niggas, yo,
oh, yeah.
Plus that all that stuff. Niggas just lose their mind when they see a little short nigga dunk. Niggas just be like, oh my god, he's so little.
Incredible.
Is it incredible though? Like.
Hey, the fact that Jerv just height shaming and getting mad, bro.
Niggas be so hyped to see a little nigga dunk, dog.
Like, also being competitive in the dunk contest is hilarious. To push on a fandom, you're a hilarious dude, bro.
Hey man, I rep my fucking colors, dog. I was hyping shit last night. What was your
least favorite event?
The skills competition. Especially when you see, he's from Cali, right?
Drew Holiday?
Not Drew Holiday. What's my man to play for Utah?
Jordan Clarkson?
He's from Cali, right? He has to be from Cali.
He's from San Antonio, Texas, sir. Don't put that on us.
That nigga moves and operates like he's literally a boy that just wore house shoes out on the corner all day. Like,
he played for the Lakers for a couple years. You get adopted.
When you see like him out there being super duper lackadaisy, like it was crazy. Like that, he was actually disrespectful.
Free money in Utah.
Mm.
You forgot that man made 52 mil.
Oh, I ain't hating. Get your money, young blood.
But yeah, they can
replace that easily though.
Jason, do you agree that the skills?
I didn't watch the skills competition. Actually, I watched I watched the Rising Stars game. I watched.
You watch the celebrity game?
Celebrity game is low key getting better.
Shout out to Guillermo, yo.
Yeah, Guillermo was great. DK Metcalf was playing like a football nigga.
Yo, them dunks he did was whack as shit.
Basketball like a football nigga. That's just
real. I will say the skills competition can go. I would like to replace it with horse. Bring horse back.
That'd be dope. Or like knockout. Why don't niggas play knockout?
Can we just do 3-dribble 1-on-1?
No, because ego's involved.
That would be dope. Niggas want to see a 1-on-1 game between NBA players. We gotta somehow figure that out.
Nobody would beat Kyrie Irving.
So here's my
Giannis. There's a lot of niggas who can't be beat.
Here's my two choices for a replacement of the skills comp. Realistic choices, and then my wishful choices. So, horse or two ball? Right? What's they had ball? Two ball.
What's two ball?
Two ball is like where you got a teammate, you shoot, they shoot, they get the rebound, you pass it to them, and they got these spots that they have to make these shots on.
I got
they
you.
Did, so, these actually existed.
Mm-hmm. They called. I thought that was around the world.
We call it around.
Oh, okay.
But each person shoots, though.
Yeah, you and your teammate versus another group of, you know, two people, right?
Right, right.
But long story short, two ball. Those actually existed in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This episode is brought to you by Auto Trader. Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? they're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, if you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. New, used, electric, and one day, maybe even flying cars. See a car? Find it on AutoTrader. Visit AutoTrader.com to learn more.
I see those realistically that could be brought back to fill the void of the skills.
Yeah.
But my unrealistic one would be king of the court.
Yes.
$2 million purse to the winner to make it count.
Yep.
Three dribbles, game to seven.
Okay.
All right. My next one would be what was the other shit I was thinking about? I think that was to have the dunk contest, a pool of our best dunkers, not in-game dunkers, our best athletic dunkers. So we'll treat it like almost an Olympic event where we gather all our best dunkers from the league to dunk against the professional dunkers with a $1 million pot.
Like a dunk off?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we actually can see some never seen before dunks.
Yeah, I mean, I think them having Mac McClung in there and having, like, they need to have more niggas who aren't really in the league like that, like, do the dunk contest. Just have the best niggas in the world just fake sign to a team for 10 days.
And not like they did that year with, what was my man name? James
White.
White, yeah, not like that.
Right. Because I understand niggas don't want to get hurt, right? LeBron never did it. He didn't want to get hurt. Zion, I'm scared that nigga would get hurt.
This is the thing. Like, niggas not going to get hurt. At this point, it's all ego. And
niggas don't want to lose, yo.
Niggas don't want to lose.
Niggas don't want to lose. And Vince Carter came out last week. Well, not last week. A couple of days ago and said the NBA, David Stern, suggested that Vince Carter, Kobe, LeBron, and T-Mac do a dunk off for $1 million.
Right.
And the players decline.
Yeah, T-Mac was that $1 million was that wild at the dunk contest? His dunks was that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, he shouldn't have lost that year he was in it. Yeah, but obviously, Vince Carter is Vince Carter, bro. You're not beating him. So, like, what I would personally do, I would have a legends pool, right? And it's every person that won. And again, when you add money to it, it makes it better. Right. So when you add these pools, and whether they keep the money or not, or we donate to charity, put something at stake. So we'll
What about a Legends game? I never thought about that. Why don't they have a Legends game?
They used to have an old-timers game.
So they used to have an old-timers game until it ended in 1992. One of the players tore his Achilles.
That would be hard. They need to bring that back. I didn't know that they did that.
And that would be cool. But again, if the NBA is saying, hey, we're not allowing people to get to be left out to be chosen last in the All-Star game. You think they're going to actually?
No, yeah, that's so whack, too.
Niggas, there's always been somebody picked last since the beginning of pickup basketball. Yo, it's all right, good, dog. Just get out there and bust their ass.
You're already an All-Star, bro. Just play ball, like hoop. Everybody gonna get
the participation league now.
You feel disrespected because you're the 24th best player in the league this year, a league of over 300. People
like monsters, yeah, bro. That shit is weird, but I wish they would just line all the niggas up and then niggas could play knockout, and that would be the best event that they could possibly ever come up with. But like Trey said, it's all about ego, so niggas don't want to do that. But I think I saw a video of them niggas John playing Morant. Knockout. No, it was KD, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. It was for USA Basketball some years ago. Do y'all remember that video?
I think I
know. Yeah. So that's what they do. They do all, you know, they do these things. And
no, I know, of course. Right. They're the best players. So it's like, why can't we see this, nigga? Like, you guys play this game amongst yourselves anyway. Like, let the world in. You feel me? I don't know. That's my big thing. Like, I would love to see that. I think that would be the best possible. And then put whatever the purse you want, $5 million, $10 million, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it's going to make niggas actually play. And run it.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we not gonna get none of that shit. It's but it sound cool.
It sound cool as fuck.
It sound cool as hell. but hey, it is what it is. It's just something to watch. I don't even care about the game tonight. I'm just going to watch it. I'm excited for the league to start back up because the Suns got KD. Miami Heat just signed K-Love. The Clippers are potentially going to get Russell Westbrook. The Lakers have their new team, so they're balling. The Sixers got Jaden McDaniels. So, Jalen McDaniels, I think. No, Jaden.
That's Kevin Love, yo. He's supposed to sign with us, dog. He signed with the Heat, yo. Shit.
I mean, I would move to Miami, too. So, I don't know.
Right, exactly.
But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, this has a potential.
So, wait, real quick. Sorry. My head is fucked up. Jerv, was Jalen Rose supposed to be like 19 or 20 on BMF? Like, how old was he supposed to be? I can't get past that.
He was supposed to be, I mean, I guess he was still playing under St. Cecilia, so he's supposed to be 18, 19.
What the fuck? Why would they do that?
Because, I mean,
obviously
they don't...
a 44-year-old man, like, what?
Because you have to understand this actually. They don't cater to people that actually know. You're not breaking the wall of like people who really know these other things. They assume like it's niggas that just like drug shit and ain't gonna fact check and don't even care about none of that other shit. It's just kind of like,
oh, it's okay. Jalen Rose. Yeah, he was in the D. Yeah,
that's old boy.
Yo, when is white boy Rick gonna show up? He hasn't shown up yet.
I don't know. And who knows if he even does, but
he gotta show up.
I mean, he seemed pretty prominent in the fucking documentary.
Yeah, which I finally finished the documentary this week. Man, that was a really good documentary.
Yeah.
Nah, they did that shit right. Like, they had all the... And that was the thing, too, like, because my girl was asking me, and I just said it, not really fully knowing, but she's like, why they get to talk about, like, all the facts of the case? I'm like, well, yeah, they tried it, so it's like double jeopardy, like, whatever. But it, like, niggas is telling the whole shit.
And they made it clear that there was never any bodies because, as we all know, there's no statute limitation on bodies.
Right. So I was like, this is an interesting, like, divulging of information.
Because in the show, sure does look like there's some bodies that fall in the show. I would just put that out there. Some bodies are falling.
Right.
RIP to my nigga Lil Zane, yo.
Is he the nigga wearing white?
Yeah, he got cut.
Yeah.
That bullshit ass high top fade.
And my,
and he took two fucking.
My
shots,
oh my, man. Technology has come a long way, man. They had my man B. Mickey with the nut ass undercover cop hat on. Cop hat on. With the obvious wire.
That wire
was crazy. But hey, so that scene, right, was Meech like trying to tell him that he didn't fuck with him no more, or that like he was gonna have him killed, like, because he was like, nigga, here's the plot for your baby mama and your mom's, and if you want, I can get you one too, nigga. And I'm like,
nah. he was trying what you call, because Terry had just told him, yo, he going through some shit, his mom, all that. So Meech was trying to be family and be like, yo, just, I know you stressed.
Hey, Meech just awkward as fuck, bro, when he be explaining shit. He don't be like, the nigga was like, damn, man, for real, when he was telling about KO being his baby mama.
That's crazy, bro. We gotta go get these bricks though.
That nigga didn't,
like, that nigga didn't care about none of that shit, but that hat was weak.
Yeah.
But
I thought the nigga was really mad at him, and he was like, nigga, I already don't fuck with you. I know it's some tricky shit. So this nigga Meech was really caught off guard that the nigga was a rat.
He was hurt. Yeah. He was hurt. That's why he was like, man, fuck you, nigga. It was so, but the acting's so bad, bro. Like,
you don't know
where you thinking like, oh, he knew the whole time, but he never knew. He never knew.
That was what I read from the situation.
He just don't know how to separate his shocked acting.
Yeah.
To like upset acting. It's like a line, and it's not very telling. So I'm really loving this whole BMF versus Power beef, because Tariq and them willing right now, because that nigga can.
Yo, I know we about to end this joint. I just want to ask, did y'all see this this clip of one of YSL's people, his name's Little Woody, snitching on Young Thug?
No.
I'm gonna send it to the group.
Send it.
It's It's courtesy of my news outlet that I get all my news from. Shout out to told y'all, I'll just send y'all the straight Instagram link.
This nigga Jerv, man.
J-Room Jerv in the building.
J-Room Jerv with his most trusted news source. Like,
they be knowing,
y'all. No idea.
Well, that's where we're going to end it here. For those listening, this has been a great episode, a funny one. It's all over the place because niggas done brought BMF back. For Big Jerv, for Jason Madison, wherever the fuck Amin is, I'm Black Trey. See you next week.